Welcome to the Danieltown Planning Commission meeting. This is Wednesday, September 21st, 2022, 7 p.m. We're at the Wasatch County Services Building Conference Room. First item on the agenda is public comments. So do we have anyone here that wants to comment?
Where do you want to sit?
Here in the middle.
Oh, right in the middle. Sorry, disturbed the whole damn meeting, sorry.
You can sit on that side and we'll turn this chair off.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, Byron.
There we go.
Thank you.
Right out here in the middle.
Okay. So no comments. We'll go to item number two, which is business licenses, which we have no newer renewals, so we'll move on. Entertain a motion to open the public hearing for halts and conditional use permit.
So motion to open.
Okay, is there a second?
A second.
Okay, call for vote.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Horner, yes.
McAllister, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Okay. So in your packet, there is the only thing that I don't see is site plan. Do we have one?
Yes, we do. Play with the mansions.
Fresh off the press. So the dimensions didn't change off the ag building that was approved. Same size, 60 by 60. Setbacks remain.
This one was, I thought, 60 by 72.
The lean-to made it 72.
Oh, the lean-to is added on, yep.
Yep.
With the setbacks, the lean-to's on the inside, so the setbacks stay the same.
Okay. Don't see how far we are off the edge of the property.
On that site plan, there's a couple of handwritten numbers in.
55 feet.
Is it the, okay, so it's 55.
And then the other corner, 78, because it's offset.
So that's from Kohler's over.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's more than 300 feet back from the road.
And that'd be on the westbound, or he's trying to figure out how we can make that come back.
Okay, is there anyone here that would like to comment on this today?
Still an ag bill?
Allow applicants to?
No. Accessory structure.
Nothing? Just say yes?
Yes.
We want a park.
We're just trying to figure out what we can do to make you come back again.
We like seeing you.
We'll be happy to come back.
We'll bring you cookies next month. Stop me here.
Byron does not speak for the commission.
Okay.
So what's the kitchen bath, as we talked about last time? What's the plan with that? It's an accessory that could do something can have like a standard. Doesn't matter.
So looking at the plans, it looks like there's a bath on the second floor, just a shower and a toilet. And I haven't seen the first floor yet.
That's the same.
But yeah, I think we can go to details.
Is there something on the first floor?
Both floors have a sink.
Not just the bathroom sink,
but the facilities. They changed the title.
Okay, are there any questions that anyone has a chance to look at this?
Septic's good through the existing or separate septic?
We do have a septic approval. They're using a separate tank, but the same drain field. And Tracy's approved it.
So if you're doing the conditional use right now, then you're going to do the building permit, right?
Right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump. When I write my notes.
Could be the conditional use because of the size of the building.
1,500 is the limit in our code.
This is 4.4. I see 4,000. Oh, 3,600.
Forty-three.
Does that include the upper floor?
Does not.
No, that's the footprint of the building. So I am glad to see you've got your tractor space downstairs.
Just about enough, I'm worried.
It's important to keep that. No comments from public, anything from commissioners? Okay. Call for motion.
Close.
I'll be closed.
Oh, to close the public hearing, yeah.
No motion to close the public hearing.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Horner, yes.
McAllister, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. Okay. Now, we need a motion to set, or to, for the conditional use. I'm trying to think of what we're going to do.
Issue a conditional use?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we issue a conditional use permit on this building on this property. Is that clear enough?
Yeah.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? My only one is, did we get anything emailed or anything? Okay. Good. Right? Call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Horner, yes.
McAllister, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. The next item is the building permit. Are there any questions on that, or did you have anything, Ryan? I didn't know if you had a sheet in there or not.
I don't have a report in there yet. We have some information back. We're still waiting on final reports from everybody else. So if the commission is satisfied with the information here, I would suggest a motion, you know, contingent on staff reviews being complete.
Okay.
Second.
Call for motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve or recommend approval of the building permit based on approval and acceptance of all requirements from TO Engineering.
Okay, is there a second?
I will second.
Any discussion? Okay, a call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Horner, yes.
McAllister, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes.
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you for your patience.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Could we get a list of the stuff that we, there's a question on or not?
So it's out for structural review right now, so we don't have that list back. If there's something that comes up in the code that says it's not up to code, then yeah, we'll alert you of that.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
But the way the motion was, you don't have to come back here.
Here at 4:00 tonight, we pass fire.
Right on.
Right on.
When do you hope to start building it?
Tomorrow.
Good.
About time. Where's Paul?
There goes the weekend.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep.
You guys need nameplates back there.
If you have them.
You're here every time.
I have extras.
Okay, we'll move on to item number four, which is the Carlson concept plan change. Continued this last time because we could not reach consensus or vote for change. So at this point, the original concept is approved. This is a change in concept. I personally feel like this is an improvement over the other concept. Others have some objections and ideas, and glad to hear any discussion or if you would like to make any comments today.
I'm here just to observe and to answer any questions. We have three new council people here.
So this change? So this change from last time?
Nothing from last month.
It's the same.
Same plan.
Last time.
Gotcha.
Changed from a year ago.
From about a year ago.
The initial to, yeah, last month. Two-story, more stories.
Do you two who weren't here last time have any questions about the changes? It's gone to two-story. That's the main thing.
Oh, okay.
You guys approved it a while ago for a single story and more out.
Yeah, there's a couple of caretaker apartments now.
And instead of being separate buildings with lanes in between, it's one big building.
And the neighbor was here and was fine with it.
He was good with it.
I don't know if it's written or at least spoken, there'll be a deed restriction on the rental units.
Well, that depends on what our motion would be, but they agreed to a deed.
Agreeable to that.
Open to that.
Renting.
No rental. Right. So these two apartments.
Which takes care of our vital issue.
Right.
So they can't, but they can't have those as rentals, but caretakers are security for the facility.
Where do they end up in this plan?
The caretakers.
Can you point out on the plan where the caretaker?
Right here. On that end. So on the upper floor.
Two apartments there.
Right there, right in here.
Oh, I was looking.
Upper floor right there.
I was looking at the bottom floor for the whole time.
The office is underneath.
And refresh my memory on how tall it is now, two stories?
Six. I think it was 26. The dimensions are on the far right, I think 26.
Looks.
Oh, that big print there.
Well, mine's small.
Yeah, so small. I'm not getting real. But.
That's true.
That was in our.
It's in the card.
Yeah.
26 or 12.
I don't feel so bad.
Mark, Pam, just, I know you weren't here last time, but you were both a part of the original stuff.
Yep.
A year plus.
Yep.
Ago or whatever.
And really the only change is, like we said, it's now two stories, a little different.
Layout and configuration. So my only thing, and the only reason why this didn't really go for me last time, and I think why we're back here again, was just my only thing was feeling like this doesn't really fit our code. I don't know what consideration you guys gave into that last time, and I mean, obviously you take whatever you want from that. Our code doesn't allow for storage units as a actual use.
Standalone use.
They're allowed if it is incidental to a principal use or structure. And so that's where I got hung up was, is storage an incidental use in this application or not? To me, it doesn't feel like it's incidental. That's obviously up for each one of us to decide how we want to kind of view that. But I think that's the only reason why we're still here again this month and it didn't just go through last month. That's my issue with it, and that's kind of where I'm at with it. But otherwise, I would agree with everything that's been said. I think it's probably an improvement over what's been there in the past, a year or so ago. But anyway, just so that you're up to speed on why we're here again this month.
Not objecting to the plan, just the definition of incidental.
And does that fit within our code? In my mind, it didn't, but anyway.
And that's what we're trying to define.
But we approved that in the past.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's changed.
I agree, yeah, it's kind of, it's been approved in the past by a different set of council members, and, because I'm remembering right, the, all the storage units that Peterson developed.
The same issue with those came to me today.
Same concept there, and.
Yep.
It seems like a loophole to get storage units or storage facility.
Yeah.
So, a council or a planning member has an opinion to be able to vote against or for that reason, whether we feel like it's within our code and our interpretation.
What's the Peterson development? I'm not familiar with that.
Just down the highway. Storage units and commercial use.
Straight storage or similar to?
Similar. They've got a little auto dealership or something, I think, mixed with it, or?
Yeah, there's some commercial concept in front.
Yeah. Is there any stipulations that commercial businesses have to be open for business so many hours a day or so many days a week or anything like that?
No, because then we'd be dictating a business plan for those businesses. That gets a little sketchy, but you could certainly tie some of these storage units to them commercial.
Yeah.
I think that'd be wise to do that.
Yeah, I just was just thinking that Heber City did with Power Industrial Park, that you can operate in there unless you had, as a business in the industrial park there, unless there was somebody there for business hours, so many days a week.
Yeah, and they may have business hours in Heber City.
Yeah, it's different. I just wondered if that was in our code and I hadn't seen it or something like that.
I personally think this concept makes it easier for us because this could all so be considered a warehouse. It's not really storage units. Now, you know, I mean, you're storing things for a bunch of people in a single building. You're not having these rows of garage doors. So, I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think, you know, you look at the definition and you can, you know, be really strict with it, and it's going to hit a lot of different things because every business is slightly different.
Yeah.
And so I think this one makes sense, but that's just my opinion.
And a way of thinking on it from my point of view is how many business type buildings could have been there that have business hours, something like where Fastenal and how many other places are at,
yeah,
have Highway 40 access, and a lot of people coming and going during business hours versus storage units. Probably a lot
really
less impact that way, but is it available 24/7 when it's something like this?
Ours isn't. We have one other facility. We have our business hours from 6 in the morning to 11 at night just because we want to enforce that nobody stayed overnight there. And it doesn't become a headache to police that. It's just simple daytime hours. Some facilities do have 24/7, but we traditionally don't like that just because of that concern that's pretty widespread in that industry.
So am I understanding right that each of these look like little individual storage lockers behind the business part?
Yes, correct. Inside the same building on the first and second floor with the businesses up front, fronting Highway 40. Very similar to Mike Peterson's concept.
And how do you access, is there like hallways?
Inside
in between
there are hallways, and there's two elevators on each side.
Like
pull up to and go inside.
Probably just one or, I mean, probably two or three entrances to the outside.
Correct.
Deem these
but
potential.
I haven't been able to decipher, but that's fine. Yeah. That answers my question.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the elevation so then this could show the entrances east and west on there.
Twist an arm.
Got at least two on each side of the building.
Oh, it's the little red. That's an elevator, the little red rectangle, I'm sure.
If you see the aerial, it shows the elevator right there in the center on both sides.
Okay.
personally, I like it. I think, yeah, there's a lot of, you guys have compromised a lot with giving the deed in the back for the homeowners in the back to give them some more privacy, and I thought that was lovely. And going through the whole process, I think it looks nice. I don't think the traffic will be any worse. I think it'll be less than if it was multiple businesses, kind of like what you said. So I think it looks good to me.
Thank you. Are we ready for a vote? Okay, call for a motion.
We're approving the concept.
Change.
Change, is that the right word? So I'm trying to find the right words to say. It is. I'll make a motion that we approve the concept change on the Haroldson building, property, I'm not sure the word there. I should use, water bolt.
Yes.
Building.
With the associated deed restrictions?
Yes, I probably should, thank you, we should state that again. In addition to the associated deed restrictions that have previously been spoken about.
So the deed restrictions for the apartments, because the other deed restrictions have already been taken place.
That's already done, so this in particular, in addition to the property.
New one is so that the apartments can become rentals.
I like that, I saw that.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Okay, call for vote.
Wild, no.
Ian, yes.
Horner, yes.
McAllister, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Stuck in it for the long term. Let's hope it doesn't turn into a nice building.
They're gonna keep coming.
We'll see them again.
Are you drafting the deed restriction?
For the apartments?
Yes.
I can.
Please.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, item five is the Welsh building permit, which we approved electronically, but we need to ratify that today just to.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, have a good rest of the evening.
I will motion to approve the Welsh building permit.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Ian, yes.
Horner, yes.
McAllister, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Okay, motion passes. So the reason we did that is we only have, I think it's 14 days, building permit, and so we sometimes can't wait until the next meeting. And so.
Thank you for ratifying it, because otherwise it gets interesting.
Because they still have to do the things that you identified.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
one more.
That were in the letter.
You've already given your answer, but we need to make it official. But if you change your answer, that could be a problem.
Yes.
If you'd like to look at the file, this is the first half.
So it's 14 days from when they submit their application, is that what we've got?
It's 14 days from when we deem the application complete.
Oh, okay.
And there's a little bit of a gray area on how long we have to deem the application complete. But the bottom line is if they submit a complete application, you better move on.
They better get moving.
So the 14 days start, so if you submit a set of plans but there's no site plan, the 14 day clock doesn't start. We reply back within 2 or 3 days, a reasonable period that says, hey, there's no site plan. We can't start our reviews yet. But when they submit everything, we have 14 days to get through it and come up with a list of these are the things we need fixed.
And I deposited a $28,000 check, so.
That means we've accepted something.
And one of the big delays can be the fees. So a lot of times they'll email the whole application and we'll be like, well, the application's complete, can we get going? And it's like, until we have the deposit, it's not a complete application. So usually we can, I don't want to say stall, but usually that's a delay or a problem that takes some time to come in and deliver the check.
Gotcha.
So that's the reason we initiated it, is because they were late, so that's why the email went out. This is a Utah state law, right?
Yes.
14 days. Yeah. Thank you, legislators.
Okay, let's move to item number six, which is the planner report.
Okay, I think you guys all got that in your packets. I'll just bring you up to speed while you're looking at that. We have a couple that aren't on there. We received Barbara Johnson's barn addition that we just received. Now, these additions are handled by staff. They don't come back in front of you guys. You guys have deemed that over to staff to do those. If you want them back, we can bring them back, but that's how it sits at this point. Emily Smith, who you may have seen the application going for the solar out on Tammy Lane. Now they've, the day that that was approved, ION got their business license. They were the ones installing that, so the business license was here, went to the council, they approved that. The day that they got that, their permit, they put in an application for an addition. So now there's an addition on the house that's just been
submitted. Besides the solar?
Besides the solar, yeah. So we have a building permit. Their file will look like that.
And who is this again?
This is Emily Smith.
Is she on here? Sorry, this is not on this.
No, speed. Not on here. These four that I'm telling you about are not on there.
Okay, thank you.
William Matthews, he's a bathroom remodel. He's in progress. Phil Thacker, he's doing a bathroom remodel. And he's on 3000 South. I should be telling you these addresses. Yeah. Tiancum Road is William Matthews. Emily Smith is on Tammy Lane. And the Johnson Barn is on 3000 South. And then I was doing this today. Aubrey Lazenby, she has a 2.34 parcel of property. She bought a 1 acre parcel, purchased an additional parcel, and now she wants to sell that additional parcel after it's been joined. And so that's kind of a touchy subject because you can get bigger, but you can't get smaller. So we have, it's been touchy. I gave her that. She was gonna try and get the bank to stop the process because they had started. But I told her what it does is it causes it to be an illegal lot at that point. And the bank gets wind of that and they'll call the note. And then besides that, then they wouldn't be eligible for any permits, any loans against the property. So it just makes it illegal lot. It's pretty messy, but you may hear some rumblings about that.
What's the name again?
Aubrey Lazenby.
Where is it? Little Sweden.
It is the corner of Mill Road and Little Sweden.
Okay.
So does it make the house lot illegal as well as the other parcel that is getting divvied out?
Yes. Yeah, because now they've combined that as 2.31, it'll go back to 1. And our code's very specific. You can get larger, but you can't get smaller.
So it's attempting to sell to a neighbor or what?
What's that?
Attempting to sell to a neighbor so they can get bigger?
Yeah, I didn't get into who she was selling it to or any of that.
So you can get smaller if you have 10 acres and divided it into 2.5.
Yeah, we just can't create an illegal lot. Right now it's 5 acres. That's code says, so.
I don't know for sure. My understanding was it was to create another building lot, which is exactly what our code speaks to not to do.
It's not going to work regardless. Yeah.
So were both of them lots buildable lots at one time? Or
I don't know that. All I can do is bring up the tax roll. It shows it as one parcel. So they bought it and merged it. And so that locks it into now you decide.
And she sold the other lot off? It's been sold?
It has not been sold. It was in process. And she bought that after she bought the house. But she just says, now I want to sell it. And it's like, oh, you're not going to like
it. Split it back up.
Has she been told that?
Was it too grandfathered?
That was my first word to her. You're not going to like me.
Was it two grandfathered lots to start?
Yeah.
I don't know that we know that. I don't think that was ever established or researched.
But once she joined, it doesn't
matter. But the problem
is over.
Yeah, had she bought the separate lots and kept them separate, then you could have that discussion. But where she combined it into one lot, that's the point of the grandfathered code, is that eventually things become more compliant. So lots are joint, you know, we have these 1 acre lots and eventually they join and theoretically they become less non-compliant over time.
Not the other way.
Well, you notice I did not say compliant. I said less non-compliant.
I'm sure that's proper English, but that works.
Yeah, so that's just a few things going on in the background. Did you guys have any questions on anything else? We did get a hold of Kate and Rich's. We had a complaint for bathrooms and dumpster. He came into compliance that day, so. You guys probably hear a lot of things out and about. But if you have any questions.
Okay.
I will, Heather Weston Scow, we received a letter from Wasatch County. I'll just read it really quick to you. So this is after we issued the letter.
Uh-huh. Oh, was that the lot with the
little
cement building on it?
So the annual assessment from at least 2007 until present has been assessed as the following classification. LS01, non-primary land, has an improvement but is not considered a domicile. BS04, shop and garage utility. Improvement on the property is a shop and garage structure. If you have any further questions, don't hesitate to ask. So the county says it's being assessed the way it should be, correctly so.
So our letter didn't change anything.
Doesn't change our position.
Yep. It doesn't contradict anything that we put in the letter either, so.
No, but that was a county response from Todd Griffith, county assessor. As a side note, that's
so she's unhappy.
So she has not been paying residential taxes on it?
No, no, just exactly. He looked at that and I talked to him on the phone. And he says, we won't move without a letter from Daniel. I said, well, one's on the way. But then this went out after that. It's like, no, nope, you're being assessed correctly. Nothing changes, so.
Cool. Okay.
So you were right.
Anything else, Eric?
Is there any other questions for me? I think that's all. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Let's move to item 7, the engineer report.
Don't have a whole lot beyond what Eric explained that we're working on together. For those of you that haven't noticed, Daniel Road is closed. Appreciate the coordination. I got a text while we were in this meeting.
They didn't happen to say when it was going to reopen.
You can ask.
Heber City
but
said
when,
three
when
weeks.
Do you want to know? Do you want to know when they? Sorry.
3 weeks.
Heber City said 3 weeks, yeah. Approximately.
Oh
yeah.
And so, but so when it's really gonna, it will be longer than that. But I don't know by how much, because construction projects never go according to plan. So. There was not a lot of coordination, which has been typical. I had met with them and they had promised to coordinate better, but.
So are they running road around to the highway?
Yeah, so they're supposed to be doing that, and there's utility work and repaving. It's a fairly extensive project.
It sounds like a roundabout.
Is that going in now?
A roundabout, and then it goes up through that square.
Well, so
and
that's. But is that what they're building now?
I don't know.
I mean,
what the thing from Heber City said they are.
Okay. Some on Facebook or something like that announcements.
The roundabout is on Daniels Road?
Yes.
Yeah, so I know they were going to do the roundabout. I was unclear whether or not that's what they're building right now or whether they were getting ready for it and then going to close the road again and do that in the spring.
Can we get an elk in the middle?
For 3 weeks, hopefully they can just build the whole thing and then open the road.
What a waste of money.
Some dead bushes.
My understanding, the roundabout is on the tie and it goes back to
by the entrance will be a roundabout.
I think so.
Yeah. Through that development, they're putting in.
I go between
I cut the side of the
sign and I'll go by your house.
Yeah. Cut that side of the
they do that often. It's just weird. They put the highest density housing around those borders.
School buses and just
airport roads the same way. It was built as an industrial artery, and then they put the highest density in the city right on it. And that's what they've done here. It's even higher than where the airport road is. So the highest density they put on those, and then they try and run trucks into the industrial. So, sounds weird.
How many units are going in?
No idea.
A lot. Good
yeah,
size.
We know a lot, but I've heard various numbers. So.
I've covered over 500 doors.
Well, I've noticed a lot more traffic on 3000, so they're pushing them around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Airport Road.
Yeah.
But the light's been so long, maybe they've changed it. But
it's not long enough yet.
Yeah.
It took me 3 cycles to get here before 7 today.
I turn right and go up and make a left or a U-turn.
Yeah, I wanted to come in front of your house, but I didn't. I should have remembered.
Okay, anything else?
No, the only other item I have is those maps with the acreage on all the parcels. Those are done. I emailed them to you, and then I had to leave before we got to talk about it.
Okay, because I did not see any maps.
so sorry, but that was in your email. Do we want to, I can email that, or you can forward it, or I can email everybody. How do we want to get that disseminated? And
what is it?
People want paper maps. So it's a map of all the parcels in the town with the acreage. You know, so you can see that it's 5 acres, 6 acres, 20 acres. And the idea was that we would go through an exercise and figure out how many future lots we think there could be.
Cool.
You know, based on, if it's 6 acres, it's, you know, 6 divided by 2 is 5. And I don't know some accounting method, but I don't think it works. There are people who call on a regular basis who ask how I divide my 6 acre lot into 2 5s. And I don't know how to answer that question, but they ask like it's, like if there's supposed to be an answer.
The engineer can do that.
You have to count the second level.
They're asking me for a number in return.
They asked that?
On a regular basis. It's, well, it's 9 acres, so how do I get 2 5 acre lots? Like, I don't know.
I don't know, yeah.
So the idea is for general plan to get an idea of how many lots we could be a build out. And so you have to kind of look at the acreage, then say, is this one that neighbors could cooperate and maybe come up with, you know, more lots.
Let's make sure this is a record fast meeting.
You know, just kind of look at it and see what you think. Yeah. Compare numbers.
Well, because like the person that needs the letter, what's her name? With the little cement building on it?
Heather, West Coast County.
Yeah. Yeah, if the nice house behind it would just buy that little acre lot, it would be perfect.
Yes.
Everybody
it was for
would
sale.
Be happy.
It was for sale for a while.
But then they would have it.
But it's a buildable lot.
It's not a buildable
realtor,
lot.
Their realtor came in and was
yes,
trying
I
to do that.
Yes, I remember that. No, it's not. Sorry.
It was an hour.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I think if we do that, that will help us, you know, let the council know where we are on water, what we would need, some of those things. And then also, at the council meeting, Tracy Richardson talked about septic tanks, which was informative for me. So basically, if you have a buildable lot, it doesn't matter what size it is, they will approve a septic on it. But otherwise, they will not approve a septic on anything less than 5 acres. So it had to be a buildable lot in 19, I don't know what year it was, he said, but 1977 or something.
72, let me
change it. 72?
That would be 50 okay. years ago.
And so like the Welsh property.
Some of us remember
a lot, and it's not 5 acres, so they can't get approved for a
second. Some of us were
right,
a long ways from remembering.
It was buildable when, yeah, in 19.
The town,
yeah.
Yes.
Now, they still have to have enough room to put the septic system in, so I don't know if you remember about the one that was next to it. It was too close, and then they got an easement from Jay Pinker to be able to do that. So there still could be some issues on those smaller lots as far as being able to.
It's got to be a buildable lot.
Right, and it could limit the size of the house even because the septic, there may not be enough room for a septic system.
I think our code states 200 feet apart.
Yeah.
It's on the septic, so that's something we'll look at when you get a lot of records, you look at those things because they still have to meet those requirements. Even though they don't have the lot size, they still have to meet the setbacks.
Setbacks, that you've only gotten.
So it could limit the size of house they build because they can only build the septic so big, or you know, their setbacks. Or some other issues we have, so.
Okay,
anything else?
Good.
That was it.
Update them on the CMC? It's not, some of the commissioners were there somewhere.
Okay. And then CMC Concrete was here last time we approved that conditional use. It went to council for a WilServ letter, and WilServ council is in the process of approving that with
a
series of conditions.
That's the draft.
I saw it in your email. I haven't read through it, but we're working through a series of conditions, but it was received favorably and is moving forward with a long list of
was
conditions.
Was there a decision on cutting their impact fees?
There was a long discussion. There wasn't a decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was one of the conditions, was that we're moving forward with the WilServ, and that will be discussed later.
Okay. so if I remember right, it will either be a 4-inch line or it will be an 8-inch line. And it depends on whether the town wants to give him some credit on the impact fees or not. Okay. Item 8, minute approval from June 15th and August 18th. Have any comments on those?
The June 15th one, I'll make a motion to approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes for June 15th, 2022.
I'll second that.
All right. Any discussion? Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes. Horner, yes.
McAllister, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Bennett abstain.
Okay, motion passes. Let's move to, for the minutes, the 17th or the 18th? Should we go 18th on the...
Oh, yeah, there, I noticed that too. The 17th.
The 17th?
The 17th, so I wasn't here. But...
So the minutes have the right date on it, that's what's important, so...
So on item 3, looks like we closed the public hearing twice.
Yeah.
Instead of voting on something, on the condition on this permit. To those were those changes that they called in the meeting. He's talking about. Well, I have the new one here.
Is that part of...
Well, Eric and I talked today, and there were a couple changes. So on 3,
we're just
closing the meeting again after we've already closed the public hearing up there. So that just needs to be that we actually, it was for our vote.
Okay.
Yeah, we actually voted on that conditional use.
And I didn't change that already on that copy that I gave you, right? Okay. I'm just making sure, so. Okay, so I'll make that change. I added Kevin to Luke because there were so many Mr. Lukes. And then I changed not approved to failed on the two motions that did not pass. That was basically the changes that I have so far.
So can we conditionally approve the minutes, or do we need it to review post change?
We can approve it with those changes.
Yeah.
So I'll make that change, and then I've already made the red ones. So there's, I think, 4 changes.
I have a motion to approve the minutes with the changes discussed to number 3, as well as those reflected already in the document we're looking at.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes. Horner, yes.
McAllister abstain.
Skinner abstain.
Bennett, yes.
Okay, motion passes. Let's move to item number 10. We better move to number 9. So, number 9, we've still got to figure out what we're doing with the general plan. I think the map is our next step.
Can I just interject? So, on the website, if you guys will look, I had Chris put... So you know how you look and it's kind of bookmarked. There's actually a theme for general plan now, and so that everything will be uploaded there, including an annexation plan, which I didn't know we didn't have on the website. And Eric and I dug through.
We have one. It's just not one.
Many files and found it. So anyway, so that'll be really easy. For any potential citizens, our citizens, it won't be buried in resolutions and ordinances and whatnot, the general plan will be right there.
All right, does anyone else have any comments on general plan or ideas or thoughts?
Here we start with the map review. Is it a list, or is it possible to get a list with sizes, or this is just a map with sizes listed on the map?
It's just a map with sizes listed on the map. I can, it's in GIS, so I can create a table of parcel number and lot size, if that's helpful for you. I think the map really is, I think it's studying the map, because you gotta, you know, well, these two parcels could work together, these two parcels can't. This one has a lot of frontage, it's easy to divide. This one has 100 acres, but there's only 20 feet of frontage, so I mean, there's...
You have to be able to visualize it, kind of.
I think that it is definitely a visual exercise. I'm happy to get that spreadsheet put together if that's helpful.
But if we're going to use a spreadsheet, then you just put a formula in and you're done.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I did.
That's where we are, but...
Yeah, so
it might not be a bad approximation to start with. It's not going to be a final answer, but...
So what I did on the last master plan is I just took the total acres in the town and divided by 5. I didn't subtract out any roads, I didn't subtract out any other lots, I didn't subtract out anything else. I said all those other things account for those small lots. And then we have other lots that are 8 acres that can't be subdivided, and so...
You ignored the 9s that become 2 5s and all that.
Yeah, I ignored it. I ignored the 9s that become 2 5s, and I ignored all those other math magic things. Okay. It was rudimentary and approximate. The more I've kind of studied this map, I don't know that it was that far off. But it was...
Is this something we're going to need to print out in relatively large scale, or you need a big monitor, or what?
So my suggestion is I can email everybody. Again, I don't... I can email it.
Just before I came, I don't know when you emailed it.
I will. It was a while ago, but I...
Okay, maybe I forgot it.
You told me to email you and then call you, and I did not call you, so it's my fault. Okay. So I will find it, forward it again. I can forward it to the whole group if you'd rather.
Go ahead.
And so I suggest I can get it to you in email, and then I guess if anyone wants a printout, if you want to stop by the office, we can print it out. 11x17, 24x36, as big as you want. But I think that might make more sense than printing out a bunch of 24x36s for all people that don't want it.
Oh no, that won't work for me.
Yeah.
But you don't have to have the whole thing on the screen. You can just grab a whole section up.
Yeah, so I think
work on it. So
zooming around on the screen.
But you'll print one out for the town, right?
Yeah.
Because I need a new one.
We can make the map that you email us bigger and littler on our computer.
Yes.
Okay.
So are you dividing up?
As long as you know
your
how
computer
to do it.
Still only
you can just go like this.
That's your iPad.
Is there more to it than that?
Depends.
We were also curious how many people run wells. Is there a way to take total number of households and subtract all of our water customers from it to come up with that number?
Yeah, 225 on the water system.
Okay, how many total residences?
I don't know.
Well, count houses.
I'm assuming there's 225 that are on the water system.
But it is on aerial photography, right?
So we can't,
but it's a few years old.
Yeah, there is an aerial on the map that we'll distribute. I can, I don't know if it has a house as a layer. I mean, obviously we can look at the map and see if there's a house there. But I don't know if there's a shape file, if this county's already said has a house or doesn't have a house.
I doubt if there is, but even just having the aerial photography.
Yeah, and we do have some water hookups on empty lots too.
Well, I was about to say, I can add all the water, you know, all the water meters as a layer, and then you can see, if you see a dot, then it has a water meter, but...
There's no building.
But there's a lot of dots, like all down Ranch Road, every one of those lots has a meter. But
yes.
Not every one of those has a house.
Well, no, I've got a hole, but there's no meter in there.
And then to make it more, but then there's more that it has the connection, and it has a house, but the house doesn't have a connection. So I don't know that just plotting the meters would not, you know,
that's
not going to be a word, that's just going to confuse it.
You can also go to the state's website and find all the wells, but you don't know whether they're still being used or whether they have a well.
Yeah, but
meter.
Don't you just plan based on the highest potential use, so it really doesn't matter for a planning purpose whether there's
although if a well were converted into
the springs,
culinary water into the springs, you could transfer those water rights could be transferred.
Yeah, so the number of wells matter for our water rights as far as our water production, how many gallons a minute can we get out of our well. I agree. I think you just assume that eventually all the private wells will be converted to culinary.
I think that's what you have to plan for.
And we may be wrong, but I agree that's what you should plan for.
So, yeah, there's always a difference between wet water and paper water, right?
Yes. Will they allow us to do that now?
What? Move it up?
Move it from a well into the...
Yeah, they won't let you move it back. Once it becomes a municipal water rate, it's done.
Because I know when we just did the adjudication, they said if it was done before a date, then it, but you still have to go through the change application.
So
some of those did qualify.
So it depends on what the water rate is, but theoretically, you can still move it from the domestic well into the municipality. But the question, like CMC asked as well, so if my operation goes away, if I, you know, go out of business in 5 years, can I have my water back? And the answer is no. Once it comes into the city, it's here forever.
You can still pay the city for it.
So
get water.
Yeah, so if the concrete batch plant goes away and they put something else there, then that same water can be used for the something else, but we can't. There's no taking water back out of the municipal bank and giving it back to a private entity.
Makes sense.
Okay. Anything else?
But you're going to email that to the group?
Yes. Without changes, so it will come soon.
Entertain a motion?
I would motion to adjourn.
For a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, call for vote.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Horner, yes.
McAllister, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Meeting's adjourned.
So no one abstained?
Everybody wants to leave.
We're here.
Good job. That was,
show up. That was a 50 minutes.
That was a good one. You got a lot done.
50 minutes.
That was a good one. You got a lot done.
You want to work something?
There you go.